is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. We have had a heap of questions sent our way about the AFL's opening round, that being the four matches played on the weekend just gone, prior to what is being spoken about and dubbed as round one. I'm going to send them all your way, Hutchie, because you're a proud person. This is your idea. As you claimed, Gather Round was. This is from Rick Palumbo on Facebook. After seeing round zero for the first time, what did you like or what would you change about the concept? As the man who put it into the AFL's heads, what would you say?
First of all, fantastic start. I think it's a week late. So,
oh, no, please.
The right way to do that is a week earlier to go at the same time as the NRL does in Vegas and get into the city when they're away.
Well, that was what they were meant to do for starters, wasn't it? That was what it was sold on initially.
Two.
At least get the week out.
It's a long weekend in Melbourne, and they left the public holiday today and the day yesterday naked, no games, which is wrong. Like I talked this weekend last year and the weekend before about maximising this weekend in Melbourne. So this would be the better round one because you could do Thursday night Richmond Carlton, and then you go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday games in Melbourne, and you maximise this weekend in Melbourne where it's a long weekend, and you get away earlier in Sydney.
It's good they didn't play any matches this weekend at the MCG, though, with 44-degree heat.
Well, it would have just got it away, played at 9, whatever. They should have.
They should have used this weekend.
The second thing is I think the season launch should be in Western Sydney. Like our problem in Sydney is not Sydney, Eastern Sydney, it's Western Sydney. So I just think we've got to throw energy at the West. I know the harbour gives you the great shots and makes everyone feel good and it's close to everyone's
hotel. When you say West, you're talking Homebush West or further out West?
Well, out, Parramatta, right out, further.
But that's where they went initially and then they retreated back to Homebush.
Yeah, that's the frontier of winning the game, winning people over.
Well, that's where they went, as you know, yep. Back in 2012 when they launched. That's where they were. And then they retreated,
I think Eastern Sydney is far more progressed, still a long way off, but far more progressed than anywhere over the bridge.
So hang on, so you have a full round of opening round as opposed to
the do the four games. I just do it only. Week commencing, or this year it would have been.
But you know they've added out of nowhere, they've just got two weekends of real estate they didn't have 2 years ago. With Gather Round adding a week last year and then this opening round on top of the recommitted to Gather Round, there's 2 weekends they didn't have.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I started the weekend of the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th March.
You'll have it in January or something if you had your way, wouldn't you?
No. Just
you probably have Australia Day.
They're wasting really good real estate when the NRL's on. This is a competition. They're giving the NRL 2 weeks.
Yep. It goes long enough, Hutchie. And that's not a person in the media talking about it. It now goes for 31 weeks. It's a long time.
Well, Damo, it's not a long time.
It is a long time.
You're just cutting practice match content back and getting into it straight away.
Bodie on X, is there any law regarding changing online news articles without noting? People rely on news as fact. What happens if those facts disappear without acknowledgement?
Well, the bigger issue is that missing tab on the Facebook.
I don't know what you're referring to, Bodie. Look, I'd imagine there would be a requirement at various stages for articles that had been published to be changed. And then what version of the article you get when you click might be of some issue down the track. I'd imagine with the legalities attached to some articles, there would be definite changes. So, again, what's news? What's fact? We've seen the fact checkers disappear too, Hutchie. That's another story.
What'd you call them?
The fact checkers.
Is that what you said?
I said that.
Joel Virex asks, when, how did Sam McClure become an opinionist? He's not there on merit or quality in the eyes of Joel. Oh, sorry, I didn't say that bit. On analysis, but to drive clickbait. At least Kane sprinkles in footy analysis with close checking. Your view?
Sam's allowed to be an opinionist. He's an Elf Brown winner.
He is?
And he runs a radio show. And I think without opinion on a radio show on an evening, you're going to struggle.
Did cross my mind, Joel, when the emergence of the new breed of media wars and the shiny new toy and First Drop emerged and Masai going on a new level, that he may have seen the opportunity to try and just back out of the
race,
Daily Hustle, and position himself Damo style. He's gone very early on the quest to be an
very early because he's a whole lot younger than I am.
Now, not only did I suggest you become an opinionist.
You did.
I actually coined the term.
You did, on this show.
And
it was probably one of the best suggestions you ever gave me.
And you've actually taken that leap. And so as an opinionist yourself, do you think Sam's ready?
Sam's more than ready. Just on that, I did mean to flag this with you on our show. So last week we had Wednesday Classified back, and so we were in the building in 9 in Melbourne while the season was being launched in Sydney that night.
Yes.
And we had a cross to Tom Morris.
Yep.
Guess who was standing alongside him?
Sam.
Yes.
Yep.
So is that Sam's way of getting back into the, as you say, the big fight?
That's
hey, remember me?
It's TV's Gordon Grundy, that one.
Sam will host Footy Classified, I'd imagine, when the normal hosts
he'll get my seat.
Yep.
And Tom will get his.
James Seidel emailed, with expansion overseas currently front of mind in Australian sports, should AFL consider the locations that already have cricket grounds that can be used for Aussie rules? India strikes to me as a potential location, high population, cult-like passion for sports. Please, please, James, just remove taking Australian football / AFL around the world. It doesn't work.
Places where it could work would be London, like the Oval. Pretty tight, the Oval, but it could work.
With the expats, but not from what James is suggesting.
That's what the NRL product was with expats.
Yeah.
The ground in Fort Lauderdale in Florida is big enough to host AFL footy with some temporary standing, and I think they'd figure out LA if they put their mind to it.
Giuseppe X, last week you guys mentioned the NRL Vegas media junket, and funny enough, no bad reviews. Well, after listening to Gareth Hall and his Saudi Cup trip, I'm thinking of moving the wife and girls there for a better life. Would like your thoughts. I did see Gareth post that he was over there with Damien Oliver. Was he pumping it up? Was he paid?
Of course
he was. That's funny.
Hats off.
Yeah.
Well spotted.
Hutchie's conceding.
No DRS. I'm walking.
Jim via email, would love to get Hutchie's thoughts on TV ratings. Why does the AFL rate higher on free-to-air than the NRL, while the NRL seems to rate higher on Foxtel? And do you have any thoughts on Foxtel's new ratings venture with Kantar? It's a good question.
Yeah, a couple of things. So my best guess, haven't analysed it like most would, but the AFL is probably a little more family-friendly, stay-at-home with the group, and the NRL is a bit more inducive to go to the pub and watch it on. Like, it's a big pub and clubs culture through the NRL.
It is still blokey, isn't it?
And I
watch it, and the time, I love it.
The time slots also, like 6 o'clock Friday, lend themselves to call into the local, have a beer, watch it on Fox on the way home. And Foxtel's big in the pubs and clubs in New South Wales and Queensland.
Yeah.
So I suspect it does over-index a little bit that way in people gathering to watch it at the pub.
In the lead up to the, just on that theme, to the NRL Vegas situation some weeks ago now, did you watch the Matty Johns Vegas special show that had his mates, you know, Fletch and Hindy and Tellis?
Yeah.
I managed to watch it before the game and they replayed it over that weekend again. It was hilarious, but in my eyes, there is no way the AFL would do something along those lines. No. And you know what? There was nothing that jumped out in isolation that was so wrong. And it wasn't wrong. It's just that it was a different image.
Culture. Yeah.
And I'm not sure they were in great nick some mornings when they were doing some filming. And that's something the AFL would not say the AFL identity.
No,
around
I
the AFL.
I work with them both closely. They're very professional.
They're
play the role.
It's great TV. I've said, I think Matty Johns is the best broadcaster in the country. So that's why I wanted to watch it. But Hindmarsh and Fletch, they are, and Gordy, it's the greatest, it's the best show.
If there's anyone more entertaining going around than Fletch, I'm yet. Like, he's all the time.
He is amazing.
Yeah. He hosts our drive show, The Run Home in Sydney.
Well, you asked me, I've never met the man, but when you set that up, it was one of the first names I threw up, and I've never met him. I love him.
How good is he? You're trying to take credit for the...
Go back to the text message you sent me. I need some names up this. Before you announced SE in Sydney.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
He's funny.
Hindmarsh is fantastic too, though, isn't he? I think he's catching.
He's good company too, Hiney.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yep.
Luke Lasciavo email. The other night, Mark Robinson arrived late to 360 and therefore missed the start of the broadcast. Jared had to laugh it off on air, but how do you think his tardiness would have been taken off air by the Fox footy higher-ups? I'm aware of this because we had it on in the building last Wednesday. I don't watch the show. Yep. I've said that before to you. But we had it on the Channel 9 office. There was an empty chair there.
Yeah, I must have been. I watched it because of that. So I got home from the season launch. And I'd seen all the socials that he hadn't turned up, and I thought,
well, you watched it because he wasn't.
Yeah,
on.
I walked in to my place in Sydney,
and it was a reason for me to watch it too. Actually.
Whatever time it was, got home, and I thought, I wonder how Jared got through.
Like, seamlessly. Yeah. And it was a better show, apparently, and according to the people who watch it every week.
No, I don't think that's fair. But he, I thought, how do you get through a two-headed show when there's only one head? So I just watched the first seg to see how he managed it. And he's ever the professional. He found a way, crossed to David King. And I think the interview went probably a couple of minutes longer than it otherwise would have. But
oh, Kingy would have easily covered that time, wouldn't he?
But, yeah, I would think that he would be well aware that, you know, while his character is admired and it's a little bit on brand, that there'll be probably not too many chances on that front.
One more, and this is right up your alley, Hutchie, because you're obsessed with this space. Chris Gauchy, Facebook, with the US election shaping up as a Biden v. Trump rematch, the media circus will soon be in full throttle. Do media companies make more money during a period such as this? If so, does the media work collectively, fuel controversy rather than just report the news?
I think in the US it does drive legitimate audience, but they also have a feel of sense of responsibility. But it does drive audience, particularly with Trump's involved. What, a couple of early observations. I've been pretty wrong most of the time. I thought DeSantis.
Well, you did DeSantis. Yeah, you declared him a year ago on this show.
I thought he'd be the nominee. So I was wildly off.
It wasn't even close, was he? Yeah, and not impressive, Hutchie, I hate to say it. Normally you pick these people well, but he was not impressive.
Well, I'm interested in the media side of it from here. So Joe Biden, who I've been critical of, you know, I think he's been out of step at times and looked old at times in his language and his connection. His State of the Union address was really good, the strong finish. I know it's off at all here, but very strong finish. And he's playing with the age now, which was the right move. I might be old, but I'm wise, and, you know, I'm making jokes about it.
Like, he has, actually, yeah.
That's endearing. Like, that's the way to embrace it. He's pitching himself as, hey, look, you know, I've been around the block and sure, I'm getting on a bit, but I'm better than this clown.
This clown.
And I think Trump's starting to soften a little bit the other way. He stopped talking about the past. He stopped talking about...
Well, he'd want to.
Yeah. I think his UFC appearances have been very clever.
I heard he was cheered yesterday.
Well,
that's his demographic, yeah.
He walks out, a mass ovation. He gets the big walk through. There's a whole bunch of celebrities that can't help but shake his hand because they're in the slipstream. Dave Portnoy, who I think in 2022 said he could not support him, is now on board again. Right. Barstool, he was in the handshake. So I like the way that both of them are starting to think about how they're perceived. And I, you know, hope there's a better election process than we've seen before.
Are you going across to the States for the period in question? Because you did forecast last year that you would be.
I was going to pitch it to you. Try and tie in our often cancelled but long-held trip.
Yeah, we need to do that again.
And tie in the election as part of it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm hell-bent on getting there.
All right. Can we get it? Can we do a NRL style Vegas sponsorship deal?
I'm gonna have to save up a bit.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to someone who was there last week, and they reckon it's gone up fivefold.
And
the dollar's not good.
My pitch to you was going to be weekend in Sport Town, and then into Washington for the election.
Into Washington itself.
Sit in a pub in Washington on Tuesday.
What month?
Early November.
Could be in.
Oh, it's got our name written all over it.
All right, let's give you something to work
for. If anyone would like to sponsor the sounding board trip to
Can we get Vlandy's involved? Can we get Vlandy's involved? And we will openly declare it before we go.
You know where to find me.
That was Question Time on the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.